listening to this week's message here at The Cause Church. For more information, visit our website at thecausechurch.org.
So, who is excited for Christmas? We are officially in our 12 days of counting down. We only have 12 days. If you have not started Christmas shopping yet, I advise you to do so tomorrow. We are very, very close. Now, does anybody have a countdown in their house? I have this one. We have this in my home. We count it down every day. The mouse moves down. I also have a countdown in my office. I also do an advent calendar. I believe you are never too old for an advent calendar. So yes, I open one every day and I get my little piece of chocolate. It's a lot of fun. So how many of you have a countdown till Christmas? You're counting down. It's in your, look, they raised their hands. Like, you guys were ready for it. If you don't have a countdown, you might be a Scrooge. Maybe should evaluate a little bit, but that's okay. I'm sure at some point in your life you've had a countdown for something. Maybe it was counting down until you were having a baby, or counting down for summer vacation, or counting down until a wedding, which now I am. And so I'm super excited about that. But I'm sure you've had a countdown until something. And so today, I want to talk about a countdown that was taking place in the Bible leading up to Jesus' birth. And as I was thinking about what to talk to you guys with this morning, I kept thinking in my head, God, what should I talk to them, like, leading up to Christmas? What should we talk about? And he reminded me just that. Maybe you should talk about the leading up to Christmas, the wait that was taking place. And we're all in this season of waiting right now. We're waiting for Christmas to come. We're waiting to open up that one gift. We're waiting for New Year's to begin. We're all counting down. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. So in the Bible, the wise men had a countdown. No, they did not have a mouse that they were moving in their house, or they weren't doing an advent calendar, but I believe that they were sitting there counting down for the days until Jesus was going to be born. It says in Matthew 2, 1 through 2, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" Then we go into verse 3 through 8, where I'm just going to summarize it. They basically went to King Herod asking him this. And King Herod responded by saying, like, "Okay, well, where is he? Go find him, report back to me, and I will come worship him too." Little do we know, King Herod really just wanted to find where Jesus was at so that way he could harm him. That way, he felt like he was a threat to the kingdom. And so King Herod basically sent them out, "Go find him." And so the wise men replied with, after listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it was it rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So no, the wise men were not counting down on a tally or an advent calendar, anything like that, but they were awaiting this arrival. And I know that because they were aware of everything that was going to happen. They knew of the prophecies, and so we even know there's a prophecy in Numbers 24:17. Balaam prophesies that, "I see him, but not now. Behold, I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab and break down all the sons of Sheth." Basically, they had prophesied, okay, a star will rise, so look for this star. And the wise men were aware of that. They were like, okay, once a star rises, we're going to know that the king has been born and to follow it. They also knew exactly where to go. King Herod basically said, "Well, where is he?" in verses 5 and 6 of Matthew 2. And they reply with, they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by a prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" So basically, this was a prophecy that was written. They say it was written by a prophet back in Micah 5, 2. And again, the wise men were aware, okay, I know where to go once I see this star rise. I know where I'm supposed to be heading. If you're waiting for something, you know everything that surrounds it. you know where you need to be, what time you got to be there, what's going to happen when you get there. You're waiting for it, and so you know you want to get all the information you can right then and there, and that's exactly what the wise men were doing. Even so, the generation before the wise men had already known all the prophecies. And the generation before them, they were aware of all these prophecies and were just waiting for the day for Christ to be born. So you might say, okay, great, the wise men were waiting, they had their countdown, and Jesus was born. So how does this apply to me? What is our countdown? What is it? And so I'm here to tell you today, we don't need a countdown. And you might think, all right, is that the end of the sermon? What? Like, great, we don't need a countdown, but what does that mean? And yes, Jesus has already been born. Jesus has already come. And so a countdown is no longer needed for us. So before I move on, Pastor John, if you could come up here. I bought Pastor John a gift. I got him one. It's a free gift. And I told him that I was going to give it to him today while in service. And so if I reached out my hand and said, here, Pastor John, go ahead, take this gift. And he walked away from it. We would think, what are you doing? Grab the gift, run off the stage, go find out what it is. Let's see what this gift is. And then if I said, okay, John, you can go ahead and take the gift. Go ahead, take it. You can have it. And then he began to walk around with it. 24/7, he's carrying this present. You would be like, John, open the gift. Come on, what's in it? You don't know? Like, come on, unwrap it. Let's find out what's in it. And then one day comes, and John is really in need of a t-shirt. He only has dirty ones left. And he's like, man, I really need a t-shirt today. I'm just so frustrated. I need a t-shirt. And I'm like, there's a t-shirt in the present. Why don't you just open up the present? And we all know that there's a t-shirt in there. We would look at John and be like, just open up the gift. It's in there. Why don't you just open it? There's a t-shirt right there for you. And then say the next day comes and John comes in my office and he's like, Madison, I need a shirt. I need a t-shirt. All my shirts are dirty. They're disgusting. They have holes. I need one. And I'm just so over it. I'm so tired. I need one. He's just complaining on and on. I would look at him and be like, just open up the gift that's right there in front of your face. And we would think that this is crazy. This is ridiculous. Thank you. And so we would be telling him, open up the gift. Open it up. And yet it's so easy for us to say that. But yet we've all been given a gift. And some of us haven't opened it. Some of us haven't received it. And yes, there is a difference between receiving and opening. And so that's what I really want to hit on today is why, what it is that we need to receive and what it is that we need to open. And so that's why we don't need a countdown, is because Jesus has already been given to us. Jesus, the gift that God has, it's already been given to you. It was handed freely to you, and you just need to receive it. If the Queen of England would have came in here and said, here, John, here's a gift, John would have probably grabbed that thing, torn it to shreds, and said, oh my gosh, what is in this? Because it's probably either really, really nice because it's coming from a queen, or it's really, really expensive, and we just want to find out what it is. And so he would have torn it to shreds. Yet I can tell you, the creator of the universe, the one who created the mountains, the one who created the heavens, created, you know, all this earth, created everything, he gave you a gift, and yet we're hesitant to open it. Why? We look at the gifts and we're like, well, no, maybe not. I don't know if I want to open it. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. It's a free gift. He's not asking you anything for it. He's not saying, and it's also a priceless gift. He's not saying, you have to pay me $5, then I'll give it to you. He's just handing it to you. And little do you know, the gift that's in it is the most priceless one you'll ever get. So I'm here to tell you, the wait is over. You don't have to wait. You don't have to count down for this gift that you're waiting on. You don't have to count down for these things. And I think some of us in the room, the first step we need to take is we need to humble ourselves a little bit and say, okay, I need to just lower myself a little bit so that way I can accept this gift that God has for me. Some of us are so filled with pride saying, no, I don't need it. I'll figure it out on my own and it'll be fine. And yet, day in and day out, you go on trying to figure it out on your own, and you're still struggling. At the end of the day, you're still tired. At the end of the day, you're still stressed out. You're still worried. You're still feeling unloved and unworthy and all these things. You are still feeling this way, and that's because you're trying to do it on your own instead of just accepting the free gift that you have. So the first step we need to take is just lowering ourselves and being willing to take this gift, because I'll tell you, if you don't take the gift, you're really losing out. And I'm not saying that just because I'm just saying it, but I know because I've experienced it in my own life. I've felt that unworthiness and the unlovable and all those things, and yet I've accepted this gift that God has for me, and I've felt that transition, those new things. So I'm telling you, you will lose out today if you walk out this store and say, I don't need it. I'm okay. I'll go on my day and I'll figure it out next week. You create this unnecessary countdown of saying, okay, I'll wait till next week to feel better about myself, or I'll wait till next week to feel peace in my life or feel this joy. And you create this unnecessary countdown that you really don't need to create because it's right here for you. So there's two groups in this room that I believe. One is the group that God's handing the gift to you, and you're walking around saying, I don't need it. I really don't need it. Or you're creating that countdown of saying, I'll wait till next week to take it. I'll just wait. I'll see how it goes, and I'll wait. And you're just waiting and waiting, and you don't need to. The wait is over. It's done. You just aren't accepting it. The second group is you've taken the gift and you're walking around with it day in, day out. You're keeping this gift and you're saying, yeah, I've accepted Christ into my life. It's really awesome. I've received the gift. But yet you're still struggling with love, peace, joy, patience. You're still struggling with all these things and you're still feeling empty because you're not allowing Jesus to fill you. You're not opening up the present. Or if you are, maybe you're just tearing it little by little, not ready to dive in completely. And then I think all of us can agree that we're creating that unnecessary countdown of next week I'll feel loved, and next week I'll feel peace. And I can tell you, over the past 2 years, if we've learned anything, is that there is no time to wait. Life is too short. We've all learned that over these past 2 years. We can't wait until tomorrow. We can't wait until next week because life is too short and there is no time to wait. So like John needed that t-shirt and it was everything he ever needed, Jesus is everything you ever needed. On that day where you say, man, I really need it, you're looking to the wrong things instead of looking to Jesus, who will actually be everything you need. You're saying, man, I really need love today. Jesus is love. The Bible says in 1 John 4:7-8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Maybe you're looking for peace today. Maybe your life has been so out of sorts and you're just like, man, I really need peace today. I just feel so overwhelmed and everything's just so hectic and this world is just so crazy. I really need something to cling on. I need to have this peace. Well, John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. God doesn't say in this, oh, you're going to be perfectly fine. You're going to receive this gift and your life is going to be perfect. No, God says, hey, in this world, you're going to have hardships. You're going to have tribulation, but you can rest in me knowing that I give you peace, knowing that I will give you joy. I will give you patience. I will give you all these things because he's already overcome the world. You can rest in him knowing all these things. Maybe in this season, you're hoping for joy. You are waiting for joy. Man, your life has just felt so empty. I feel like joy is one of those things that COVID really just sucked right out of us. We've been so just, man, having to worry about what the next day brings and what's going to happen next. And we're just so in this society of we're just trying to make it day by day. And we're not having any joy. And so I'm telling you, Jesus is your joy too. He says in John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. In this verse, he's not saying, hey, you need to be joyful all on your own. He's saying his joy will be what fills you. You don't have to try to make it on your own. You can have Jesus fill you because Jesus is everything you need. If you're looking for forgiveness, it's right there. Jesus is everything you need. If you're looking for healing or grace or patience or kindness, Jesus is right here saying, just take the gift and open it. There's also, you know, John came into my office and was complaining about needing a shirt. There's so many times we go to God and we complain saying, God, I really need peace today. I really need some joy. I really need you to just figure out everything in this life. I'm so stressed out, all these things. We sit there and we'll complain and complain and complain. And then when God's like, okay, open up my gift, we just, okay, I'll just walk around with it. I'll just wait. I won't dig any deeper into my relationship with God. I'll just wait a little bit longer. I'm not saying that as soon as you take this gift that God has given you and you accept it and you say, I'm willing to receive it, I'm not saying that, boom, everything's going to be perfect. I'm saying that it can begin an honest, true healing process. It can begin something. You can start stirring in your life. You will feel a difference. You will. And even when you don't, you can then begin to start saying, okay, well, I trust God. Let me trust God today. Let me wake up and pray to God today. Let me wake up and feel these things. And I'm telling you, some of you may. You might come up here and you might pray and say, man, God, I'm really struggling with this. And man, can you just break that chain from me? And you might feel that chain break immediately. And that's awesome. God's working in your life. But even if you don't, God's still working in your life. You can begin to pray with him every day. Begin a relationship of going to church. We've lost that in COVID. People don't come to church anymore. They, oh, I need a little pick-me-up. I'll watch it online. I'm telling you, surround yourself with Christian people. Surround yourself with people who have Christian values. Surround yourself with people who, when you're having a bad day, they're there to pick you up because you need that. Maybe some of you are struggling with that healing and that feeling love and peace and all those things. And I'm telling you, there is no excuse for you to walk out this door today and say, I didn't get it. Or I'll just go on another week. There's no excuse because there's a lot of you in this room that you have tried everything else. Christian, not Christian. You've taken the gift or you haven't, and you're walking around and saying, okay, well, you know, I believe in God. That's great. That's everything. I still feel really empty. And so this week, instead of going to God about it, I'll go out and I'll get completely drunk. I won't remember anything. And then, you know, then I'll just forget about all my issues. But yet you'll still wake up the next day thinking, okay, man, I have all these issues. What am I going to do? You're still waking up with the same problem. Or maybe you're struggling with feeling loved. And so then you think, okay, let me go and I'll see how many guys I can talk to this week. And then maybe I'll feel a sense of love. And you're struggling with that. You're still feeling this sense of you unfulfillment. And that's because you're not opening up the gift that God has for you and letting the one thing that really will heal you heal you. So no, everything won't be perfect right away. I can't promise you that. It won't be. But I can tell you, if you begin to do those things, if you begin to walk in that path, man, God's going to do some amazing things in your life. And you can ask me, you can ask Pastor Greg, Pastor John. Our lives didn't just change like that. I still will wake up one morning and feel like, man, I'm so stressed out today. Man, I'm so overwhelmed. And yet I still can find peace and joy in knowing that I can turn to the God that loves me and that I can cast all my cares onto and that I can cast my anxieties onto. But because I'm able to find rest in that, because I've seen this gift and I've opened it and I've experienced it, I can hold on to that. I can have a foundation in that. And so the first group that I want to talk to today and call up front is, man, the group that you're just not accepting it. This gift is being handed out to you and you're just like, no, I don't want it. And you're just walking around not accepting it. I think today is time for that wait to be over and for you to find that peace that you're looking for, find that joy that you're looking for. And so prayer team, if you could go ahead and come on up here. If you would like that, if you would like that salvation, if you would like that relationship with God, that fulfillment, please come up and pray with our prayer team during our altar call. Come on up. You can pray with them. They are here to pray with you. No judgment. They want to reach out to you. They want to be that community to pick you up. And the second group, if you're in this room, Christian or not, and you are struggling to just meet ends meet, and you are feeling overwhelmed and feeling stressed out and feeling all these things, man, let God work in your life today. There's nothing wrong with coming up and saying, God, I just need some strength today. I just need some peace. I just need some joy. I just need some love. And get that strength that God's going to give you to wake up tomorrow morning to have a prayer with him, to go to church next Sunday, to wake up and begin this relationship with him. Because I'm telling you, there's no time to wait. Don't wait until New Year's to make a resolution to say, I'll be at church every week. Don't do that. Start it today. And then if you are feeling great today, I still believe that there is, during this altar call, you can just praise God and thank him for the fact that he sent his son and gave us a gift that was priceless, an undeserving gift that we really did not deserve. And you can thank him and, man, just praise him this morning. So as we go into this next song, man, if you're in any of those groups, if you're in the first group where you're really just wanting salvation today, you're wanting that fulfillment, or if you're in the second group and you're struggling to feel those things and you're just wanting God to reveal them to you, I just encourage you, our altar is completely open. There's people here to pray with you. You can just come down and just sing. Coming to the altar is just an act of surrendering and saying, God, you can do whatever you want in me. I'm here to receive what you have for me. And then if anything else, just take this next song and just thank God for the fact that he gave us this undeserving gift. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. And then Pastor Greg is going to come up and he's going to close us out. But I really encourage you, take this next song to just dive in a little bit deeper. Dig in, praise God, and so that way he can give you all those things that you're looking for. God, I just thank you for today. I thank you for your spirit being in this room. I just pray right now, God, over this altar that every single person that is feeling unloved or unwanted, or God, that they aren't having any peace or joy, God, that in this Christmas season, they can find those things, that they don't have to wait any longer, but that you can fulfill those things right now. God, I just pray that you would just begin to show people, reveal people that you are their God who created them and loves them. God, I thank you for what you're going to do. We come with expecting hearts and we know that you're going to do so much. And God, I praise you for the fact that you sent your son undeservingly to us to die for us, to give us the forgiveness and the grace that we don't deserve. And God, I just thank you and praise you for that. That we can sing rejoicing in that this morning, praising you for this amazing gift. God, thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Andrew, and I'd like to thank you for listening to our podcast this week at The Cause Church. If you have any questions, prayer requests, or testimonies that you would like to share, please contact us at thecausechurch.org, or you can call us anytime. Also, follow us on social media. On Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, you can find us at The Cause Church MD, MD as in Maryland. We now have two service times, 9 o'clock and 10:45. The 10:45 service is live streamed on Facebook and YouTube and on our website. We would love for you to come out and bring your family. We really look forward to seeing you. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening to The Cause Church Podcast.